Good afternoon and welcome to Life Moments, a podcast designed to inform, to inspire, and to motivate. I'm Terry Beckstrom, your humble host, and today is Friday, October 12th, 2018, and we're coming to you from our world broadcast studio in Raleigh, North Carolina, where it's an amazing, cool, sunny day for a change. Today's podcast, podcast number 24, The Power of Color. So let's talk about color. We've all had our own favorite colors. As a matter of fact, we've probably all had our favorite color since we're about 2 years old, right? One of an adult's favorite questions to ask any child old enough to speak is, "What's your favorite color?" And as adults, we all have preferential colors. We love to wear certain colors, and we've all had someone tell us, "Hey, that's your color." For some, that has gone to their heads and they just wear one color all the time. Okay, back to color. Did you know that colors affect our emotions? Did you know that colors affect other people's emotions about you? Yes, the colors you wear incite an emotional response or trigger in others around you. The colors of cars incite emotions. The color of walls in the rooms in our house, in our places of business, at restaurants that we eat in, they all incite an emotional response. Many of you are well aware of this, and for some, you may not have even given it much thought, and that's okay. You all know that communication and body language are passions of mine, and color psychology fits well into the nonverbal communication aspect of the equation. Why? Because color psychology is about signaling and the emotional response that follows. Remember, emotions drive people to action. You know, there are three color effects. Let's talk about them. The psychological effect, where we draw a correlation to color based on our own emotional experience. An example would be, your grandmother always loved to wear green, so you've associated green personally with kindness and the smell of fresh cookies. We also have the symbolic effect, where a color is associated with things like blue is associated with the sky or the ocean, yellow associated with the sun, green associated with grass, etc. And then there's the cultural effect, where we associate colors with something in our or someone else's cultural group. Like white in Western cultures is associated with purity, cleanliness, and in Eastern countries it may be associated with death, like a burial gown. So let's give a quick look at some colors and what they represent emotionally. Yellow is associated with happiness, joy, warmth, energy, optimism, summer, and cowardice. It's a good attention grabber, think of taxi cabs. Red is associated with danger, energy, power, strength, passion, love, boldness, anger, and aggression. The color of red incites passion. Think of bright red lipstick, a shiny red Ferrari. It evokes a statement of power when a man wears a nice suit, crisp white shirt, and a bright red power tie. Can you think of a particular president who loves to wear a red tie? It's a power statement, as you may have imagined. Blue. Blue is a color known for trust, loyalty, wisdom, confidence, intelligence, peace, honor. A dark blue suit is always a good recommendation for anyone going for a job interview. You'll see a lot of politicians wearing blue suits and blue ties, trying to show trust and confidence. Black is associated with leadership, sophistication, power, elegance, formality, strength, also death and night. Think of black tie events where sophistication and elegance are the theme of the night. Purple is associated with royalty, nobility, luxury. I once had a car dealer walk out wearing a bright purple suit. And I couldn't help but think of the movie Dumb and Dumber. If you guys have seen that, you remember the purple suit that I think it was Jim Carrey wore. Orange is associated with warmth, enthusiasm, happiness, aggression, and caution. Think of those orange caution signs all over the place. Green is associated with growth, harmony, safety, money, calm, and the environment. Of course, we can think of green, we think of money. Brown is associated with relaxing, confidence, earth, nature, reliability. Hey, what can brown do for you, right? White is associated with light, goodness, newness, peace, sterility, cold, purity. Think of white wedding dresses, the hero riding up on a white horse, or the doctor wearing his white lab coat. So there are variations to all of these colors, but you get the picture. Colors trigger emotions in us and with others, and many are simply just personal to the individual. Color choices in clothing add to the message you're trying to send, or the persona you're trying to maintain. If you're trying to portray yourself as a tough guy, you would not generally wear hot pink. And what would you think if your family doctor walked into the room on your next exam wearing a black robe with a hoodie? He'd just as well be carrying a sickle in his hand, right? Colors can represent how you feel or mood. Just remember that colors and the colors that we choose send a message to others. Colors also represent brands. And a lot of research goes into the brand color choice. I believe our personalities are revealed also to an extent by not only our color choices in clothing, but also the color of the car we choose to drive. If I decide to drive a bright yellow Volkswagen Bug and you see me, you would probably say, hey, that guy's really happy, right? You get the picture. Colors, they matter and they trigger emotions. So what message are you sending today with your outfit? I hope you have a great weekend and a great week. Until next week.